Hello and welcome once again to the podcast. Thank you for listening. This evening, I'd like to revisit the past, like we do every weekend, but maybe this time go a little farther back to a time before long hair and matching collarless coats, a time before the fabs, you know, and their innocent doe eyes and their crooked teeth. Sort of roared out of Liverpool by way of the seedy port town of Hamburg, Germany, and took rock by the throat and sort of dragged it in the direction of, in the direction of sprawling orchestras and music concrete, fluxus, arty-farty things. This is rock and roll before there was Beatles. This is Chuck Berry with Back in the USA from the last Beatles year, 1962.
Let her go, boy. Go, go. get one with a matchbox hold my coat. I ain't got no matches, got a long way to go.
Bye.
That was Huey Piano Smith and his band The Clowns with Don't You Just Know It, which was a 1958 single on Ace Records that actually hit number 9 on the regular Billboard charts, or I guess popular charts, not I think it was like number 4 on the R&B chart. And before that was Larry Williams with Slow Down, which was also released as a single in 1958. And prior to Williams was the irascible, irrepressible Guitar Slim, born Eddie Jones, with Certainly All, which I think has just a brilliant guitar solo. I think it's, you know, one of the best early guitar solos I've ever heard, and it's just really one of my favorites. And that Certainly All was a B-side of a song, a single called Feeling Sad, which came out in 1952 on the Jim Bullitt label. And before Guitar Slim was Carl Perkins with his 1957 Sun single, Matchbox. And interestingly, and I did not mean for this to happen, but interestingly nonetheless, that Carl Perkins song, along with Larry Williams' Slow Down, they were both on the flip side to a Beatles 1964 EP called A Long Tall Sally. Again, it's a coincidence. I didn't mean for it to happen, but you know, I was going to change it, but then I thought, no, I'll just leave it, because it's kind of sort of neat how, like, you know, I sort of picked these songs and they actually ended up being songs that the Beatles covered. Anyway, you would think from what I would play, there was no females from the time before there was Beatles, but there really were. I can't go into it right now, but listen next week. Anyway, this is Connie Francis with her 1958 hit, Lipstick on Your Collar.
Time went. darling, my love will be true, always and forever. I'll love just you. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. Make this fire in my soul, dear, forever burn. My heart's at your command, dear, to keep love and to hold. Making you happy is my desire, dear. Keeping you is my goal. I'll forever love you the rest of my day. I'll never part from you and your loving way. My heart's at your command, keep love and to hold. Making you happy is my desire, dear. Keeping you is my goal. I'll forever love you the rest of my days. I'll never part from you and your loving.
But I'm Mr. Blue.
Shalala.
I pretend.
Well, that was Chris Montez with the first version of Let's Dance from his 1962 single on Monogram, you know, proving that Montez sort of beat both Elton John and The Clean to the punch when it comes to that sort of carnival organ figure that they all used. And before that was Lou Christie being backed up by the Tammies, you know, my favorites, with Two Faces Have I from his... And I cheated with this because I wanted to put everything before 1963, but that single actually came out in 63, so I apologize for cheating. And before Christie was the Chantels with 1958's I Love You So, and before them was Johnny Ace with the 1954 Duke Records single Pledging My Love. Ace allegedly shot himself backstage at a Houston a theater between sets. And, you know, allegedly the story goes, you know, he sort of pointed his gun at different people and then he turned it on himself and the bullet was in the chamber and he killed himself. And there's also some gangsterism involved as far as his record label is concerned, but it's just a sort of grim story all around. And before him was Frankie Lyman and his band The Teenagers with Teenage Love, which was the B-side to the 1957 single Paper Castles. This is the Everly Brothers with one of the greatest songs ever written. It's Kathy's Clown.
Don't you think it's kind of sad?